Today, the State Employees Association of North Carolina is under new management. This after the group's longtime executive director resigned amid allegations he used the group's bank account to pay for private expenses. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Dana Cope had served as the executive director of the State Employees Association of North Carolina, or SENIC, for the past 15 years. Yesterday, his resignation speech took just 1 minute and 31 seconds.
In recent days, I've come to realize that in carrying out the duties of my job, I have blurred the line between my personal life and my professional life.
Those lines came into sharp focus Sunday when the News and Observer in Raleigh published a 2,500-word article. Reporter Joseph Neff penned the story and voiced this online video version of the report.
In March, the State Employees Association of North Carolina, or SENIC, wrote a $19,000 check to a company that had closed 12 years ago.
But this was not a past due bill.
In reality, the check was cashed by the landscaping company that was doing work at the home of SENIC Executive Director Dana Cope.
The companies did have very similar names. The computer company was called Perspective Concepts. The landscaping company, Perspective Landscaping Concepts. But reporter Neff found this was more than just a snafu.
Cope could not explain why the check was accompanied by a phony invoice.
Allegedly, a $19,000 phony invoice. There were other questionable expenses as well. At least $8,000 for Cope to take flying lessons. Thousands of dollars of personal spending each year on SENIC credit cards. A $342,000 contract to a construction company called Tree to Key for work to be done on SENIC's headquarters. But the company reportedly has little to no commercial expertise. They specialize in building and renovating homes, and they worked on Cope's Raleigh residence. The News and Observer was tipped off to these and other questionable expenses by a whistleblower. Her name is Betty Jones, and she's SENIC's former treasurer. Jones appears in the same News and Observer video as Neff, and she says she had a system. Write checks on Tuesdays and Thursdays only.
So when I saw checks on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I highlighted them and asked for copies of them.
When she noticed potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars of questionable expenses signed for without her knowledge, she sent internal SENIC files to the News and Observer. A day after the story was published, the Wake County District Attorney asked the State Bureau of Investigation to look into the claims. That same day, SENIC published the findings of an internal investigation, which found no wrongdoing. It included this dig at the paper. Quote, SENIC requests that the News and Observer respect the integrity of SENIC's ethics process and refrain from printing a story that not only is unsubstantiated, but which has been disproven by our own democratically elected governing body. Less than 24 hours later, Dana Cope resigned.
By tendering my resignation today, I take full responsibility for my shortcomings. My hope is that this will clear the way for SENIC to continue its excellent work for all the people of North Carolina.
At 5:01 p.m. yesterday, Mitch Leonard became the interim executive director of SENIC. When asked what financial reforms and controls the group would institute in the wake of this scandal, Leonard said,
That's something I really can't respond to at this point.
As for rebuilding trust with the 55,000 current and retired state workers that pay dues to SENIC?
Well, I hope that my long relationship with the association and its membership will help carry us forward.
Leonard has worked in the organization for 38 years. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.